backup promo guy for our show. Tomorrow morning, join us for another one from Jacksonville. We'll review Media Day and the Media Party, which is tonight, tomorrow morning, on the D&M Show from 5:30 to 10.
Here's Cowboys owner GM Jerry Jones' side of things with Dunham and Miller. Tuesday mornings at 8:10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Corby.
Hey.
What are you guys doing?
Hey.
Engineer?
I told you think I'm gay.
What is the matter with you guys?
Jesus.
They totally don't know we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I guess the only smart thing to do at this point is take some phone calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Are we back?
Yeah, you've been back for like 2 minutes. I'm ready to take phone calls.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I put on the headset and Danny's like, hi, you're on the air. Go.
Almighty.
Sorry.
Why didn't you call us?
Pay attention.
We were.
No, you weren't.
Yes. Anyway, it's time to stop down now. I guess we need a 40-liner here, don't we? All right, let's get that out of the way. Super Bowl coverage. Tune into The Ticket for all of your Super Bowl coverage like this right here. Actually, it starts Sunday on game day at 3 o'clock. And also, don't forget to tune in Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 for a Michael Irvin press conference regarding the Hall of Fame announcement. A pre- and post-press conference show will be hosted by Dunham and Miller.
Hey.
Yeah, how about that? Time now to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by the Metropolitan. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who was not paying any more attention than any of the rest of us then. Here's Cobra.
Thank you, Mike. Let's get right to the stories, Mike.
Let's do.
The Sopranos. You familiar with their program? I believe we watched them for the past 5 seasons. I
believe we have.
We have. A&E, the Arts and Entertainment Network, has ponied up a record $2.5 million per episode for syndication rights to The Sopranos. TNT was up for it, but no mo. A&E has bought it.
Well, I'm not terribly interested in this because they're going to have to sanitize it, so...
That was my question, because cable, they're not under the same restrictions as NBC, ABC, CBS, what have you.
That's true, but there are very few cable broadcasters who will exercise that to the fullest.
They say A&E President Abby Raven... told the New York Times that A&E will clean up the sex, violence, and bad language. Which, you know what?
Not interested.
What's the show without that?
Yeah, not interested.
They say that they'll collaborate with HBO on tailor-made episodes that, quote, meet our broadcast standards. Huh? Now, you know, HBO, when they shoot The Sopranos, they shoot alternate scenes. So it's not like we'll just have cut-out scenes of cussing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be alternate scenes that they shot knowing that someone was going to snap these shows up.
Right.
So, still though...
I don't know. I mean, we see it in its truest form, and it's hard for me to either imagine or even get interested in The Sopranos in any other way.
Totally agree. Did you know that Bravo and USA set the record for syndication deals when they paid $1.9 million per episode for Law & Order.
Wow.
Bravo.
It's $2.5 million for this?
It says Bravo and USA.
Well, they're on TNT now.
Oh, Law & Order Criminal Intent. Is that different from Law & Order?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, this is $2.5 million per episode.
Porra.
Which means that's about $162.5 million for the first five seasons and $25 million more for the sixth.
Well, good deal for them. You know, with DVD box sets out there, and I think most people feeling the same way about The Sopranos that we do. That being that in its in a watered-down form, it's just not as intriguing.
Another thing that makes it lose...
I just don't see how this can be a terribly good deal for them.
Another thing that I think makes it lose its intrigue is Sopranos isn't like Law & Order where you can just pick up a random episode, you know, between doing stuff. You kind of need to watch it chronologically.
Right.
And I'm not going to be married to the A&E versions of Sopranos.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of hour-long syndicated shows anyway. Like, I still watch The Simpsons and Seinfeld and maybe and Everybody Loves Raymond every now and then, but as far as, like, setting my TiVo to watch shows that I've already watched that are an hour long, I'm pretty much out on that.
Yeah, I generally won't do it either.
You will stop down for Law & Order, though, still, won't you, Mike?
Old ones?
Yeah.
No, not old ones.
Really? You don't?
No, I will stop down for The West Wing and Law & Order.
Hmm.
Those are both hour long, and I don't have any problem sitting through the hour long show. I hear a lot of people complaining about the hour long show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no issue at all with that. In fact, I'd rather watch an hour long show than a half hour any time. Because in half an hour, you just don't have time to get into anything.
What is the last sitcom that you got into?
Steamboat Willie?
No.
Because I know for a fact
Long
that you
did. Long Silver.
Did you ever get into Cheers?
No.
Never?
No.
Sir, are we going all the way back to the 70s?
Probably
then?
All in the Family, right?
Yeah,
Mike?
We might be talking about All in the Family and Sanford and Son and the Jeffersons and
good
all that.
You are kidding me.
No, I think that's about
so
right.
So you've gone 25 years, give or take a few years.
Without a sitcom.
That is amazing.
I can't think of any that I got into.
Oh, God, Mike. I mean, I'm just asking you a question.
I don't know.
Why do you want me?
I know.
Man,
you figure Grego's not here?
Chad, get rid of that drop.
Telling me to.
Get rid of that.
Oh. Nothing, Greg. Just go back to sleep. You're sick.
Poor Grego.
I love the thought that Grego's there at the broadcast site on a cot.
Right. Just going,
every once in a while, he wakes up. Huh?
Rolling over and vomiting and sweating profusely and saying, huh.
I had a fart.
Matt. So you've missed out on the greatest, basically some of the greatest sitcoms of all time.
Well, name one and I'll tell you if I got into it.
Night
Alf.
Court.
Alf? No. Night Court, no.
Night Court. Danny, I'm so sick of his defaults.
Is Night Court a default?
Yes. All right, I'm drawn. Cheers, definitely.
No.
Seinfeld.
No,
I gave it a try, but eh.
The Simpsons, the greatest sitcom in the history of television.
It's not. No.
And the longest running show in the history of television.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I got. That's about all I watched. Mork and Mindy? No?
No.
We missed a story yesterday. We didn't have time to get to it, actually, about the Snoop Dogg rape.
Surprise.
I wish that Grego was here for this, because he always likes the rapper getting busted, especially for some violent crime. A celebrity...
Yeah, I believe he goes off onto the hip-hop culture rant.
Right,
point.
That they're in favor of rape. A celebrity makeup artist has filed a $25 million lawsuit against Snoop Dogg, alleging he and several men in his entourage drugged and raped her 2 years ago. Here's the big question. This happened 2 years ago. Why is she just now getting the stones to come forward?
Well,
with
she
this?
She went to the police 6 months after it happened, and charges were never pressed.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
She tried to press charges, but there was never a case, and nothing ever happened.
She worked for the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and I think the very first week, Snoop was a guest host.
And that's when this all happened.
Yeah, supposedly he and three associates drugged her. and spiked her with spiked champagne. This is after the final appearance of Snoop Dogg. And then they raped her.
Oh.
We don't know what they spiked it with. We're thinking maybe Vicodin. That's according to Kat, our boss. But, yeah, so that ain't going to stick.
No.
No way in Hades.
Think they'll get off?
Another sexual rape case. Sexual rape case that...
Snake.
His head getting some steam is the Bill Cosby case. He has confessed to police that he did have consensual sex with that Canadian woman who said that he drugged and raped her.
Really?
So Cosby has confirmed he did have a sexual encounter with this woman named Andrea Constand, but it was entirely consensual. He told authorities that the incident did not involve intercourse.
Hey.
So
maybe, hey, I'm gonna bang you,
whoa,
bang.
Whoa.
Sources also tell the TV show's reporter that the woman asked Cosby for free tickets for one of his performances for her and her family months after the sexual encounter. He agreed to the request and the tickets were claimed. He did it out of guilt for the service she performed on him. I cannot see the man who hawks pudding pops with the face of determination.
Boy, I can.
You know? He's just, I don't picture him as a sexual being.
Well, maybe he doesn't have the face of determination.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe it's not a determined thing for him.
Everyone has the face of determination. And it makes me sick to look at your face right now, knowing that that face has been contorted in the face of determination.
Well, I'm not a face of determination guy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not even.
When you assume that position.
Oh, I want to bang you, bitch.
Oh, God. I love Rob Chickering so much.
I hate this show. I hate them and I hate this show. I hate everybody. I hate Jacksonville. I hate the Super Bowl. I hate the NFL Network.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Great. Well, if it wasn't for the NFL Network, we'd have no guests this week.
Boy, that's the truth.
Hey, we're friends with him. Terry Hatcher.
Terry Sager.
Well, listen to this, Danny. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
She has had to come out and say, look, my boobs are real. I don't know why people keep thinking they're fake. They're real.
Who thinks they're fake? You've ever seen her naked? You know they're real.
Yeah, they suck. They're awful.
I like Sagers, and the mustache is okay.
They look like two oven mitts just stapled to her chest.
She says, I think they should have been cast in bronze at some point because there's been so much hysteria surrounding them.
No, they suck.
I suppose you could have worse compliments, but you don't want to get stuck in people's minds just for having a nice rack.
You don't.
Yeah, she doesn't have to worry about that.
Do you remember in Seinfeld, too? That was her character. Whether or not
girl?
She had a boob job or not.
They're real, and they're fabulous.
And they're fabulous.
Hmm.
Okay, this comes from the headline.
Are we going to have the Letterman story today?
About him and Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're saving the best for last.
All right, I just wondered.
Okay.
Weird.
We're not burying the lead, Jeff. Go collate faxes. Get out of here. Bai Ling, the noted Chinese performer,
uh-oh,
has a new film out. I think she was one of the chicks in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I think. Anyway.
Oriental women.
She's right, Scott. She debuted her new film. Tell me if you think this is appealing to you and those that you hang out with. Turn off your phone, Mike. You're doing a radio show.
Good Lord.
Sorry. I apologize.
Mike.
She plays in her new film a Hong Kong woman who serves dumplings. Made from aborted fetuses to rich women hoping to regain their youth.
Oh, dear.
That was not me. Damn it! Quit it!
What's the matter?
It's the chief!
Rob is recorded. One bloody scene involved a pregnant...
Quit it!
Involved a
quit
pregnant
what?
Schoolgirl that freaked out young viewers at a late-night screening.
Whatever, next story.
What?
Get to the Johnny stuff. Come on, it's 4:48.
Great. All right, last night, if you watch Letterman, he did his little paid homage to Johnny Carson. And he didn't do it during the monologue. He waited until he sat down. And then he had one of Johnny's producers on for pretty much the whole show, it seemed like. But one of Johnny's producers came on there and told the story of how Johnny fed jokes to Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the story goes that Johnny would get up every morning. They said that he didn't miss the actual Tonight Show, but he missed the monologue. He missed telling jokes. He didn't miss the interviews. He didn't miss the preparation. He just missed writing jokes and telling jokes during the monologue. So he even after he was done, he would get up every morning and read the paper and write jokes from the paper. And this producer said that, you know, he was in constant contact with Johnny. They were good friends. And he was like, man, I really wish I could get these jokes out to Dave. I know Dave would appreciate it. But he's like, I don't want Dave to feel the pressure of having to use these jokes, because I don't think that's right for anybody in show business. And I think he would feel that pressure if he knew they were coming from me. And finally, he convinced him to use them or to tell Dave. And so he called Dave and was like, man, look, here's the deal. I'm going to send you these jokes. If you want to use them, fine. If not, please don't use them. You know, you don't have to. And sure enough, the first batch, he used like three or four in his monologue and got huge laughs. And Johnny's like, don't ever tell anyone. Ever. These are for me. Grego loves them. And he never did until he died. That's when the story came out. You know, some of the producers finally came clean and said, you know, this is Johnny's.
Actually, the story came out before he died.
Right before he died. At the very end.
Yeah.
Very end.
Very end.
Like about a week before.
Right. And so that was the gist of it. But Dave had some very nice things to say, and he said unequivocally, there is no doubt about it, without Johnny Carson, I would not be in show business at all.
Now, I understand that his monologue last night consisted of nothing but those jokes.
Of Johnny's jokes?
Yes, Johnny, nothing but Johnny's jokes, and he didn't say anything about it till the monologue was over.
Okay, I didn't know that. Because he never mentioned Johnny in the monologue. So, that's really cool, though. That's
what,
cool.
That didn't happen, Kent?
Oh. It did happen? Did you watch it?
Oh, dear. We're failing.
I'm going to kill my boss is what I'm going to do.
Somebody's got to do it.
Straggling.
Wait, kill my boss?
You no research for you.
Cracking today.
All right.
Just go.
Wait. What else?
It's 4:51.
It's 6:50.
Wait. Go.
Wait.
That's all you got, huh?
Wait.
Boy, that was certainly all over the road, wasn't it? All right, karaoke talk. Is that what you want to do next?
Yes.
All right, we'll have karaoke talk next.